Today's man law. If you've known a guy for more than 24 hours, pay attention, Tim. His sister's off limits forever, unless you actually marry her.
Well, there's kind of a process that happens there, isn't there? But I didn't, I just got married and I don't know her brother. So there we go. I'm innocent. Happily married. I might say that
I'm
as well.
I'm just glad I'm married already.
Right, yeah. Right.
Oh, especially now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I feel sorry for Trevor. He's in the dating world. I don't know how you do it. And they're using an app.
Well, they got gorgeous eyes, and then they take the mask off, and they got that one eating tooth in there, and that's it.
Yeah, this is your time if you got beautiful eyes, right?
Okay, so let's talk about what is something totally different you've ever done with jerky. I mean, with venison.
With venison. Let's see here. Something different we did.
Or maybe somebody's going to make their own jerky out of venison. What kind of tips can you give them?
Go to Sobeys Meats and buy some.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going with it.
There you go.
Right,
but now, for jerky meat, had one guy, he was actually a taxidermist. We talked earlier about taking that extra hide off, and there's layers of meat on the neck. So he would use that neck meat and layer it all off and cut that. I tried it once. Never do that again. Well, it wasn't the taste of it. It was so freaking tough.
After you sat in his garage for 4 days.
Yeah, but I didn't use his. I used my own.
Right.
But nonetheless, so you make a sacrifice. Either A, you're going to eat that back leg steak meat, or B, you're going to have it as jerky.
The neck is burger.
Right, yeah. Grind it up. Now, when you're making venison burger, what would you recommend putting fat in there and about how much?
Yeah, I would say, about 15%. They'll give you like a ground chuck consistency.
Do you like beef fat over pork for venison?
I do.
Me
because
too.
The venison, to me, is closer to a beef taste than a pig taste.
I find it to be a weird taste when I put pork fat in with it. I tried it once, and I'd never do it again.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know, it was off.
So Tim, if somebody wants beef fat, is that something you'd sell in your store to them? I mean,
That or beef trimmings. So we'll use some of the fat, maybe off the flank and things like that, has a little bit more flavor to it.
Yeah.
And even if it's a little bit of beef trimmings.
Brisket.
Yep, in the brisket and chuck.
So if this is your first time listening to the show, I apologize. We've had a lot of fun today, but I hope you did too. But Tim, if people don't know where Sobeys Meats is, tell us where you're at.
3450 Remembrance Road in Walker. Stop in and see us. If you say you heard us on the Grilling Guys, when you come in this Saturday, we'll give you 10% off your order.
There you go. You heard it here, man. That's awesome. Tim, thanks for doing that for our listeners.
I'll save you $1.38.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, prices are coming down.
$1.08.
Yeah, but thank you, Tim, for Sobeys Meats has been a partner of our show since we started. We have a great relationship with you. Really enjoy your company and the products and services that you provide. So thanks again for being a part of the Grilling Guys.
And of course, his better half, Teresa.
Yeah, yes. Right. Yeah,
the way better half.
Nothing better happens 90%. Around there without Teresa. She just
the better looks.
He's just the spokesperson. She gets it done. We all know that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
always a pleasure to be here. Thank you guys very
you
much.
Bet. So. You bet. Take care. Be safe out there getting in and out of your tree, and we'll talk with you next week.
Eat me.
See ya. Yeah.